Find the perfect space for your business with DRK & Company Realty. Flexible office suites are available. Employees and clients benefit from free parking, front door access, and walkable dining, retail, and hotels at the Polaris Lifestyle Center. Managed by DRK & Company Realty, one of Central Ohio's most trusted leaders, this safe, well-maintained property offers dedicated on-site management and responsive maintenance. Grow your business at an address designed for success at 470 Old Worthington Road. Visit drk-realty.com to learn more.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, everybody loves getting a bargain, a deal in all walks of life. But does this apply to the purchasing of workout equipment, or should you show caution? Well, to discuss this, I'm now joined by personal and wellness trainer John Belton. You're very welcome to the Hard Shoulder, John.
Thank you for having me.
So, are you a middle aisle shopper?
I am, yeah. I'm all about a good deal, to be honest. And when it comes to fitness equipment, I think a good deal is really, really important. This time of year, I get so excited by, you know, there's new products out, there's lots of deals out there, and there's lots of positive energy. And I always tell people, when you've got that momentum and that positive energy, you lean into that and you go with it.
Yeah, because it's kind of hard to find that sometimes in the middle of November.
It's the most important thing with your training is momentum. And once you have momentum, you protect that and you keep that wheel turning for as long as you can.
Well, that's why I wonder, if you're walking around doing your weekly food shop, kind of distract your children by probably giving them food straight out of the trolley, are you encouraged, are you motivated when you walk down that middle aisle and you see dumbbells and you see weights and you see gear?
I think it's fantastic. I mean, look, it's not in every shop, as we know. Those deals are brilliant. The fact that they're readily available now is amazing. 15 years ago, when I was in the industry, you had to send off somewhere to try and get a set of dumbbells or bumper plates, and now they are readily available. And I've kind of a couple of general rules when people talk about weights and what you should and shouldn't buy. And in my opinion, when it comes to actual physical weight, so whether that's a kettlebell, a dumbbell or a plate, once it is, you know, if it's 20 kilos, it doesn't really matter what it says on it once it's 20 kilos or 5 kilos or 2 kilos. So when it comes
to physical, it doesn't matter what you pay for it.
In my opinion, if you're starting out, start at an out. Barrier to entry has to be as low as possible. Start with something that's cheap. Start with something that may not look perfect, but if it's 10 kilos or 15 kilos or whatever and it says what it is, that's perfect. When it becomes a bit more technical and there's more moving parts to it, sometimes then you're better off investing a little bit more.
Okay, because I think a lot of people think price is a clear indicator of quality. You say not necessarily when it comes to basic weights, basic kettlebells.
Of course. And again, so sometimes people need to spend money to be motivated enough to use the equipment. If they said, God, I'm after spending a premium rate here, I need to use this, and they'll be more likely to use it. I understand that. But when it comes to getting started, a home gym, I look at a home gym in the same way I look at progressive training. So there's a great Greek mythology about a guy called Milo. Milo lifted a bull calf every day when the bull calf was born. And then one day in the market square, he lifted up this bull and he was renowned for being the strongest man in Greece at the time. Okay, so that's progressive overload. Every day the calf got stronger and he had to adapt to it. If you take the same principle with your gym, start with a light few dumbbells. And when you outgrow those dumbbells, buy a slightly heavier set. And when you outgrow them, maybe buy a kettlebell and eventually buy a barbell. And then all of a sudden you'll walk in there one day and you'll have this fantastic little gym set up. Instead of going in there with the perfectly curated Instagrammable gym, build your gym with what you need as you need it. And as your kids grow and as they start to need things added in, I think it's a great way to do it.
Okay, what about a middle aisle reformer Pilates table?
I probably wouldn't bother with it, if I've been very honest. I would be less likely to go for something like that. Because you do need a bit of instruction. Now, if you're very competent with using a reformer, you probably also then, you know, enjoy going out for the class experience. And I would still encourage that because I think that social piece is great. I think exercising at home, there's a real place for it. But I think going out there, having a class, partaking in a class, being in a social environment, I think that's still a really important part of exercise that, you know, is somewhat missing because, you know, it was great in COVID, we exercised at home, but you still need to get out there. It's hard to get the right instruction at home for a reformer, so I'd still encourage people to go to a class for that.
Okay, what about other big items that we sometimes do see in this middle aisle, you know, benches or resistance systems?
Sure.
Can you safely pick up something like that, do you think?
You can safely pick them up, but a lot of those machines that do loads and loads and loads of things, generally they don't do anything really well. So you can train With a set, good set of dumbbells, a heavy kettlebell and a bench, you can train absolutely every part of your body really, really well. Bring in a few bands into the mix and you're flying it. If you, you know, people want to have all the cables and all the bits because they think more is better. Truthfully, it's not. If you need it to motivate yourself to go into the gym, that's fine. But I would probably invest a lot more into a good set of cable machines there instead of going down the route of buying a multi-stack, they're called machine like that.
Okay, so is it sort of pieces of equipment that have to support your body weight that have lots of moving parts that maybe you should be a bit more careful about?
Yeah, 100%. I'd invest in that. You need more space. You need a bigger room for that. Or I'd get a gym membership to use that stuff and I do the other bits and bobs at home. That's where I would encourage people to go. If you want to do cable work, get a cheap gym membership and do it in the gym and then do your home-based stuff with your dumbbells and kettlebells in your own time at home.
Okay, a lot of people are going to be thinking, look, I'm not fully committed yet. It's only January. I've been great for 10 of the last 15 days, but mightn't be good in another 6 weeks. So I'm going to start cheap here. Is that a smart approach?
Really smart. Really smart. Start cheap. Invest in coaching. And sorry, I'm obviously going to say that I am a coach and I don't mean that way. But invest in a program, invest in a community, invest in a friend who'll do the journey with you. Put your energy into that.
So what you're saying, don't start solo.
Oh God, no. Don't start solo. Start solo if it works and you can do it, it's great. But if you want to go further, you know, partner up and have someone who's helping you and supporting you. And that can be an online coach, that can be a friend, and that could just be a YouTube program that you follow along that's free. I'm not saying you have to financially invest in it, but get support and have
a reason. Why do you need that?
Because there's more to it than simply just doing a few squats and doing a few press ups. And the problem with most people when they start off in the new year is if you're coming from a level where you're maybe a little bit sedentary, you haven't been moving, you've been eating poorly, you'll start training and you'll see progress really, really quick. No matter what you do, you'll see progress. But that you will plateau quite quickly. And that's where people then become complacent because we're goals orientated. We want to see progress and we want to feel progress. And if you're not doing a properly structured program that's progressed in the right way, you will plateau and then go, that's it now. That's all I'm going to get. But the reality is to see exceptional results for yourself, and everyone should aim to be the best version of themselves they can be from a health and fitness point of view. That doesn't mean body composition. But to see those results and to be exceptional, you need to understand that there is a level of strategic programming needed and support and individualization needed to do that. So I think it's important to have some level of support.
Yeah, I suppose actually seeing improvement and having a goal, that's what keeps you motivated too, isn't it?
The stars in the sky. When it's dark, but you know the North Star is over there and you're looking at it, that's what guides us and that's what goals are. They guide us through the tough phases of your training.
John Belton, I feel ready for action. I'm going to be in gym tomorrow morning at 9:30.
I'll see you there.
Come hell
nine.
Or high water, dropping the kids in I go without a shadow
Good
of doubt.
Woman.
John, pleasure as
Thank
always.
You.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.